Hey guys, it's Allison Creamer here, and of course we are at the Daily Grind on, I think this is Central Park and Virginia Beach Town Center. I am with James Walrod of Union Mortgage again.
Hello.
Good to see you. The news is reporting all kinds of interest rate, interesting things. We were just talking about refinance and mortgage rates and even, you know, 20-year, 15-year fixed rates. I mean, there's a huge drop. From last year to this year in
Absolutely.
Interest rates?
Absolutely. Interest rates are at an all-time low. We have not seen rates this low in many years.
Is it as low as it was? I mean, in my 9-year career, and I don't know what the exact rates were, but with about two, three years ago or something, they dropped for a little while.
They did drop, but very rarely do we see rates stay in the 4%.
Yeah.
Right now, we're between 4-4.5%. Very realistically, for somebody who has decent credit and a little bit of equity in their house, they can look at doing either a government loan or even a conventional loan, and very realistically look at being in the 4% for an interest rate, which
wow.
is unbelievable.
Well, I was just telling you, when I call my clients, I plan on actually helping the lenders that serviced my clients. I've used you quite a few times.
Yep.
Calling back those people that have been in their house for maybe 2 years or so because they might have been at six and a half, which we thought was a great rate then. A lot of people are struggling with their finances, but maybe they have some equity in their house. It might be a good time to refinance down
yes.
so that they can free up some of that cash. And it's not hurting them as a homeowner. They're not really eating up their equity. They're just literally reducing the amount of money in interest that they pay.
That's right. The best case scenario for a refinance is to save a minimum of 1 percentage point on your
yeah.
on your current rate. If you can do that, it's worth at least taking a look at.
Mm-hmm.
There are closing costs associated with a refinance. You know, yeah, there's a certain city and state tax stamps that have to be done. Very often an appraisal has to be done. You've got your attorney fees to get a couple of things done.
Yeah,
the lender fees are usually a little bit cheaper.
It's like what? I would say I think I'm looking at somewhere around $150,000 refinance. And, of course, the transfer taxes, I think we were talking about that,
sure.
is really based on the value of my home,
That's
not
right.
the refinance,
That's
which
right.
is ridiculous.
You know, you can normally get by with 3% or less on your closing costs. There's really
yeah.
different ways to kind of come up with that. If you want to get the absolute best interest rate that's out there, you may be wanting to increase your closing costs a little bit to say, hey, this is a one-time thing that I'm doing as an investment. I'm willing to pay a little bit more to get a little bit lower of an interest rate.
And what you're saying is if you're going to refinance and you're going to save 1% and you know you're going to stay in that home, this might be a forever home or maybe a 10-year home.
Sure.
So you might want to pay 1 point and get that absolute low force.
That's right. What I do for all of my clients when we're considering a refinance, we take a look at how much it's going to cost them in closing costs. The hope is that they won't bring any money out of pocket. In other words, they have enough equity in their home that they can use that equity to pay off their current mortgage and pay the closing costs. So the ideal way is to do $0 out of your pocket. But what I always do is I say, okay, let's talk about how much these closing costs are versus how much money you're going to save monthly. And we can do a very quick calculation and tell them exactly how many payments it's going to take them to pay those closing costs back to themselves.
Yeah,
that's the best way to look at it. If that number is less than 2 years or even less than 3 years, if your plan is to be in your house for 10 years, if that number is less than that, it could
yeah.
make sense.
I think my my newest rate, I think I want to say it's on $150,000. We're at 4.99.
That's great.
I went to a 20-year instead of a 30-year,
mm-hmm.
so I shaved 10 years off. My payments did go up by $60.
Sure.
So it wasn't necessarily for me to free up money as much as it was to get to the end of the rainbow.
You're looking at
faster.
That long-term plan.
Yeah.
And on a refinance, even if you're only saving $50 or $100 a month, you have to think about that in the long term. If you save $100 a month, that may not seem like a huge amount of money to justify going ahead and doing the refinance. That's $1,200 a year.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing, though, James, when you're qualifying that new buyer for the first home, $100 is a huge amount of money?
Oh, I don't mean to say it's not a huge amount of money. $100 is a big amount of money
yeah.
for anybody. I mean, that's
a chunk
of a bill.
But when you're refinancing
right.
and somebody says, oh, you're only going to save $100.
That's right.
When you're refinancing, you're like, well, wait a minute.
Yep.
I got to spend $2,600
yep.
to save $100?
That's right. When the shoe's on the other foot,
yeah.
it's hard to look at it that way.
But when you're buying the house and
oh,
your payment
huge.
Went from 14 to 15,
right.
it's like, whoa.
Right,
but
exactly.
If you know you're going to stay in that house, that's really what it boils down
that's
to.
Right.
You're
going
to get, if you are close to getting a full percent off of your interest rate, you plan on staying in the home for at least, well, let, you know, James can do the math with you so that you can say, okay, this loan is going to cost me, say, $2,500. I'm going to save $100 a month. So in 2 years, I'm actually really saving that money.
That's right.
You know, it's worth it.
And if you consider you're going to be in your house on the long term, and you're like most people, you're working month to month on a monthly budget, you really are saving $100 a month. Because mm-hmm. to you, your monthly bills are
went
now
down.
$100
yeah.
less, or even $200 less. It really just depends.
You know, in this unfortunate economy and our housing market, you don't know if you're going to have to hold on to that house.
That's right.
I mean, our economists say it's going to be 4 to 5 years before we start to see a real revitalization in our housing market.
Sure.
So, you know, if you can save an extra $100 or $200 a month over the period of 4 or 5 years, it could mean being able to make that house payment or not.
That's right. That's
or
right.
being able to rent it out for an even cash flow or
That's
not.
That's right. And there's a lot of uncertainty out there as far as where interest rates are going to go and where values of properties go. So as
yeah.
a current homeowner, you have to think, if my house goes down in value, then you're not going to have as much of an equity position as you had before to try to do that refinance with no money out of pocket. Number two, if rates go up, then not only is your house worth less, but you won't have the ability to save as much money as you would have if you take advantage of it when rates are low and values are at a pretty stable place.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is. If this helps at all, as a loan officer, I'm actually refinancing my own personal primary residence right now as we speak.
And as a realtor, I just did. I've got three of them closing next week.
Yep. So if that helps anybody feel like, well, is it really a good time to do this or not? The professionals who are doing this every single day are in there trying to take advantage of this market.
Yeah.
It's something we haven't seen in a long enough time that was enough for myself and Allison to jump on the bandwagon
yeah.
and say, I want to take advantage of this particular point in time.
Well, when I bought my primary home almost 10 years ago, I think we were at 7.5%, which really wasn't bad.
That
I
was
mean,
great.
That was a normal rate.
Absolutely.
And then we refinanced down one into like 6-something. You know, we'd taken a whole percent off.
Yep.
And then now we're refinancing one more time. And, you know, am I ahead? I feel like I am. I think I've done the math well enough to know that this is my forever home.
Sure.
And in 20 years, I probably will never refinance again unless for some reason the rates go to 3%.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. I might jump on the bandwagon for that one. But this is my forever home.
Refinance is something that you really want to do when the time is exactly right for you. Your house is not an ATM machine that you want to constantly take money out of or spend
comment.
The equity on.
Good comment, James.
You do want to really consider it. And like I said, do the math and say, how many years am I going to be in this house? And am I really paying myself back that equity? But every 5-6 years or so, if the situation has gotten better in the markets to where you can save yourself that money monthly and your monthly budget is benefiting from saving that money, there's absolutely nothing wrong with using that asset to your advantage and saving some money.
Now, let's make sure that most of these buyers understand we're not saying a cash out refi.
Correct.
We're not saying pull money out of your equity. We're not saying spend the money in your house. We're saying roll your house payment down.
That's right. You can do a rate and term refinance.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. It's called a rate and term refinance, which basically means you take what you owe now, you add your closing costs onto that, and you basically just lower your monthly payment.
You know, we did the same thing with an equity line. Mm-hmm. I don't know if some people think about this, but my equity line, I would get letters saying, oh, guess what? You can get a fixed, you can write a check on your equity line and the interest rate is, say, 5%. Well, I had a balance that was at maybe 7%. You know, I had like $50,000 out on my equity, but
sure.
this check came in the mail and said, if you use this check, the money that you use is only going to be a 5%. So I got smart. I wrote myself a check, paid off the higher rate of the equity line.
All right.
And rolled the interest down until it was paid off.
That's
and
great.
The lady at the bank, when I asked her, she looked at me like, what are you talking about? But I had enough equity available to me that I could write another check at a lower rate to pay off the higher rate, just
sure.
like credit card
That's
dropping.
Great. That's great.
And I eventually rolled it down enough to where we ended up paying it off and saved a lot on the interest.
Good.
So it's kind of the same way with your house.
Very much. Allison mentioned a cash out refinance. There are times when you can do a cash out refinance to benefit you. If you've got enough equity in the home and you want to get some access to that, now's a good time to do that as well. What a lot of people will do, they could have racked up some credit card bills or some student loan bills or there's
college
repairs that need to be done.
Or,
exactly.
Yeah.
There are expenses that you need to get to. And rather than go out there and take a high interest rate loan on a credit card or something like that, you can certainly...
Yeah, you can still do cash out refi.
You can do a cash out refi and you can take that credit card debt that you may be paying 20% on and now you're paying in the 4% on that debt.
Yeah.
Which, again, on your monthly budget, that is going to make a humongous difference.
Yeah.
Again, it's one of those things we always want to look at and go...
The whole picture.
The whole big picture.
The whole picture.
Right. Is it really going to benefit you to get rid of those debts and wrap it into your house and pay it off over 30 years or 20 years? Or is it better to leave those alone? Do you have the ability to get them paid off? If you don't have the ability to pay off those other credit cards or debts, it may be a good idea to go ahead and wipe them out.
Yeah.
Just make sure you don't go run them up again.
That's the ticket right there. That's unfortunately what we see. Yep. Is people go, wow, I've got credit card available to me now. So, well, James, thank you so much.
Sure,
you guys,
thank you.
You know, James would love to sit down with you. You know, it's a non-commitment appointment. He really just wants you to get in front of him, see if he can save you some money. Truly, if you have an interest rate that is anywhere around 6 or above, you have got to look at that situation. And a good lender is going to give you good advice. They're not going to just try to get a loan. James will help you do the math. He'll help you look at the monthly money. He'll probably ask you a lot of questions, and you're going to wonder, why is he asking me this? It's because he cares. He really wants to make sure that you're not calling him back a year or two later upset because you're losing your home.
Absolutely.
He wants to make sure that you're going to stay in your home. So if you're not able to move, you're not able to sell your house, but your interest rate is over 6%, give James a call. See if he can refinance that down, maybe free up that extra $100 or $200 that, you know, makes or break on those payments.
That's it. Thanks so much, Allison. You guys can give me a call. My office is in Virginia Beach off of Lynn Haven Parkway. My office number is 757-351-6408. Give me a call. I will be happy to chat with anybody and give you some good advice and get you going.
Awesome.
Thanks, Allison.
All right. Bye.